Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
727-579-1025 or 1-800-771-1025 with the phone number. That'll tell you a couple of funny things. So you know that Touch of Modern website that I love?
Yeah.
I bought so many great things on it over the years. And a couple of things I got duped on. Like they had, you remember the old school butterfly knives?
Mm-hmm.
They had the butterfly knives and they were like $8.
Okay.
And I'm like, man, I wouldn't mind having one of those. And it wasn't really like one of those ones where you flip really quick. It was more like a utility knife that folded out. And it was so cheap. So I bought it. When I got it, it ended up being like this big.
Oh, really?
But which is cool because I kept it in my car and I always used open packages and stuff. But
give
it was
it
just
your
funny.
Daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kid size. So then the other thing was the other day they showed something that was really cool was notebooks. When you people don't understand this, in this business, we actually we write on notepads a lot. We come up with ideas, write everything down. And every morning we all have a notepad in front of us and a pen. So they had these notebooks. They were 3D covered notebooks. And one of the ones they made was a radio. And it has a working antenna. So it looked like it was all black on the cover, and it was 3D, so like it literally came out. It's hard to explain. It didn't look 3D. It was 3D. It was built high. And then the antenna pulled up on top, and it was a notebook. And I thought, well, that'd be a nice gift to buy the kids on the show. Let me get a couple of those. So I bought them, and they arrived yesterday. Once again, I got
Post-it notes?
This big.
Yeah.
No way.
It's a little pad than it is like a notebook.
Awesome.
They fooled me by saying notebook and really. Yeah.
Do you ever look at the specifications? Like I always look at specifications. I scroll down and see how big stuff is.
It depends on what it is. Like I've bought a bunch of knives since then and I always look and make sure it's like a 12-inch blade or whatever.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, but now in a notebook, I just figured it was notebook size. Like, look, it would be cute if it was a big notebook, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Here it is, Joe. If you want to see it, very little. It's more like a transistor
radio.
And then,
what do you open it up and it's got the paper
blank,
inside?
Blank pages. Don't worry, Gavin. I still got you one.
Yeah? All right.
There you go.
I'll take it.
Yeah, it's very nice of you.
Take your tiny notebook. There you go. Carmen, tiny notebook for you.
Thank you.
No problem.
I like it.
What do you want to do over here?
Yeah.
Spanish. There you go. And hey, here, give one to your father.
I will.
I got one for everybody on the show.
I
got
to tell you, I almost bought
little notebook.
This morning while I was going to the bathroom, they have those tactical knives where you just press the button and the blade pops out.
Yeah, they're called switchblades.
That's a switchblade.
Now they call them tactical knives.
Dude, yeah, I want one so bad. They have one on Touch of Modern that looks really nice, but it's like $150.
Do you have a birthday coming up?
July, my 30th.
Well, because the way that they used to have it with the switchblades, they had the regular switchblade, and then they had the stiletto.
Mm-hmm.
And
that
was the one that came up out of the top. That's what the tactical knife is, where it comes out.
Yeah.
Where a switchblade, you used to hit it, and it would come up, it would open like this. It would go like that. Yeah, like flop open, you know.
Yeah.
It would
open
from the side. So if you were holding it, you would cut your hand. But up top, and then step.
Yeah.
First time I ever saw one, John Mangonia had one in sophomore math class. I'm in the back of the class, and I hear...
Yeah.
I look over at him, and he's just hitting the button, shooting it out, putting it away, shooting it out. And I go, what are you doing? He goes, it's a switchblade. And he was like Puerto Rican.
Right.
And
of course he was.
Then he left school mid-year and never heard from him again.
Oh, is that good?
If I knew how to spell Mongonia, I would find him in the...
And then they came out with the super cool switchblade. Nope, not, it's a
comb.
Yeah.
I have one of those.
Yeah?
Did you really?
Yeah, I can't run it through
That's probably what happened. You accidentally used a switchblade and cut all your hair off.
It's not very nice. I want to share something with the listening audience here, a little behind-the-scenes radio stuff.
All right.
So Spanish, you know, is our executive producer. It's his job to book guests on this show.
Yeah.
And he has to deal with publicists and people. And I really, the ratings show that you people want more of a show and less of guests. So you'll notice we've cut back significantly on talking to people, especially with those horrible phone connections.
I think I know where you're going, and I'd love for Spanish to share the conversation we had this morning. But go ahead with your
Okay.
thing.
For instance, there are some people coming to town that I thought would be interesting guests in studio.
Uh-huh.
When somebody is in studio, I am able to look them in the face. I am able to, I don't want to say intimidate them, but I am able to welcome them to our show instead of having to treat them like they're like, I'm asking them the same questions that they've heard 100 times.
There's much more of a connection with a guest in studio
or
than
a disconnect,
phone.
Which could still be is equally as fun.
And there's also more of I'm in studio, I'm looking at this person, I have to tell them the truth.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, as on the phone, you're just like, yeah, no, you know, whatever. Yeah.
Or I can have, you know, having them on the phone, I have to kind of warm them up with the same. So how long you been doing this kind of thing?
Oh, yeah.
One of those people is Trevor Noah. Trevor Noah is the host of Comedy Central's Daily Show.
Right.
And I don't watch the Daily Show. I have. I've seen him on.
He just won Host of the Year.
Yes.
Because he's a liberal TV host. That's fine. Because he's black.
And that was on the MTV Awards?
Yeah.
Those are all of the things that you can combine together for the MTV Awards.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Black liberal TV host from another country. Yeah. We love everyone.
Nailed it. Man, if he was gay, he'd own MTV.
Oh,
who says he's not?
Yeah.
We don't know.
Yeah.
Trevor Noah is a guy that I don't hate, but I don't particularly like. He does not make me want to watch the Daily Show. And he also is one of those people who it irks me that comes over here to find success and then just craps all over America. And I know that sounds sometimes like I'm being a little bit
USA.
Rednecky.
USA. USA.
But the truth is I'd like to have Trevor Noah in here and ask him some of those questions. Not to challenge him. Just the whole point is he has a sold-out show coming up at Ruth Eckert Hall. And then they added a second show. So he is in town for those days. So we asked them to come in the studio and do an interview, and they said, no, we can do a phoner, and I said, nope. So Spanish went back and said, hey, is there any way? He's got two shows, blah, blah, blah. So they said, no, but we will offer you a phoner at 1:45 in the afternoon so that you can come back and tape it and run it. I was like, if you could only have heard how loud I laughed. When
I heard you.
I would suggest, I believe at that time, Trevor Noah would be an excellent guest on Drew Grabo's show because Drew and he probably have similar views and they may get along. And I think that would be a wonderful, but for as far as I'm concerned, no. The answer was exactly, and I quote, ain't happened.
Yeah.
The other one, Sebastian Maniscalco, who we just spoke about earlier.
Yeah.
And what bothers me about this, and I can't crap on Sebastian because I've not reached out to him, but Sebastian Maniscalco could not sell a ticket at Side Splitters for years, and this is the only show that has ever put him on the radio in this area. He has been in this show five times on this program, and 5 times it helped sell tickets at Side Splitters. Nobody ever heard of him. He was on Vince Vaughn's Wild West show and a comedy show, and nobody ever knew who he was. Then he gets one special that blows up, and he becomes super famous. And now we can't get him in the studio. Now, I haven't reached out to Sebastian. I feel that if I were to call him up and say, hey, dude, what's up? Now you can't come in? He'd be like, bro, I'll totally come in. Why didn't you just ask me? So I may do that. But the answer from his publishers was, no, he sold out the show. He doesn't need the
place. Yeah.
Okay. That's cool because that's how, because of publicists, people on their way up, all of a sudden people turn on him and start hating on him. You know what I mean? I like Sebastian. I have nothing bad to say about him. And I got to be honest, I don't know if I'd get up early if I didn't have to anyway. So I'm not crapping on him, just the whole process. Then my favorite one, Scott Stapp. Scott Stapp is coming here to play a show.
Mm-hmm.
He was just here to play a show not too long ago. There's not going to be a lot of people that are willing to spend that money to see him again. It's not Creed. It's just Scott.
Right.
And although Scott is a person of interest, especially because of his secret agent duties, I don't know how well that show is selling. He only lives an hour away. And the show is on a Sunday. So we said, look, if he wants to come in here on Friday, we'd be willing
or
to have
Monday.
Him.
He'd be either, yeah.
Right. And they said, well, he's not probably, but we can do a phoner.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, he had. So that's not happening. And then they called back yesterday, probably because of the poor ticket sales, and said, well, would he be able to perform live? And I said, I would prefer it. Are you kidding me? And they got back to Spanish and said, no, but we can do a phoner.
Yeah.
So, sorry, sexy Jesus. I like Scott a lot. I really do, but not happening.
I thought it was going to happen. I thought that was for sure locked in, and I just
because he has 2 dates, Saturday and Sunday, both in the area. He's Saturday at in Cape Coral, and then Sunday in St. Petersburg, Cape Coral. He's at Dixie Roadhouse.
Yeah.
When is it on Saturday? Where is he at on Friday?
Doesn't say anything.
Right. So why wouldn't he come here on Friday, do the press? Right. It's not 97. You got to get out there and work it a little, Scott.
Get down to Cape Coral after that, yeah.
Good luck. What were you going to say, Carmen?
I was going to say, and he's also your personal dream advisor.
That's right. Yeah.
So you think he would want to come in and see how you've been doing.
Yeah, I don't think he much cares about me. But, I mean, like, he and I got along very well. And we had he been in the studio, we could be I could be like, remember that time we went to your house and you wanted to beat up the guy that was on my bus, and I thought, I'm going to have to kill Scott Stapp. That's funny to say to somebody's face where we could laugh. When I say it on the phone, he could be like, what a dick. This guy's talking about beat me up. Next thing you know, he's going to say he can beat up a cougar and Ronde Barber. it's not the same as when he's in here. And also, when you know, he's got some serious mental issues to talk about that I think come across as much more serious when you're having a sit-down conversation than me on the phone saying, so tell me about that time you were thinking you were asleep and, you know, a special agent. Yeah. You know, it doesn't have the same impact. So,
by the way, real quick, back to Trevor Noah. So Spanish said that Trevor Noah, with the people, they wouldn't come in, but they wanted to do a phoner, and I believe I said gross.
Yeah, that's what your exact quote.
Will you do me a favor? Did they email you or did they call you?
The Trevor Noah's people.
Yeah,
they just
about
emailed
the 1:45 interview.
Yeah, they emailed.
Will you write back to them and say, I talked to Mike. Will you please do this? Write back. I talked to Mike, and he said, quote, Noah way.
What you should do is real quick, just record you laughing and then have him send that MP3.
Noah.
This was Mike's response.
Noah way am I going to do
that. I like
that. Yeah. It takes a really big guest or somebody that I just am really into to come here and tape an interview.
Sure.
Don Rickles was one of those guys where I stayed until like 1 o'clock to tape an interview
Steve
with him.
Steve Martin and Martin Short, we actually came back for.
Right.
Because they're two legends on
Steve
the phone.
Martin
and Steve Martin never does press.
No, yeah.
Do you know I found something out about Steve Martin?
What's that?
Because remember during that interview, he cut us off a couple of times and we were talking, I was talking to Martin Short and Martin Short was talking and he, hey Marty, he just jumped in, which is funny, you know. I hear Steve Martin is on the verge of total deafness. Like he's got he's got such bad hearing, and that he is. I mean, I think he was doing that to be funny,
right.
But I think that he. That's why they say he doesn't do a lot of interviews anymore or any press or TV because he's going deaf.
Huh?
Which sucks. It sucks for somebody who's playing.
A
banjo.
You're a multi millionaire. They got to be able to put something in there. Do something.
You know what? That only works for certain things, like Rush Limbaugh. He had it where they can get the cochlear implants and it fixed his hearing.
Yeah.
But it doesn't always work for everybody.
Yeah.
My son plays hockey and he plays okay. He's not great, but he's new at it, you know. And a couple of times I'm like, God damn it, Joey, just put your stick on the ice. You're missing the puck. It's going under. You're not getting, I'm like, you know it. We took him back to the eye doctor yesterday. The doctor's like, yeah, it's way worse than he was before.
Really?
I'm like, well, no wonder why. He's like, you can't see the damn thing.
I bet sports goggles.
Yeah. Well, he got contacts.
Yeah.
That's the way to
That's
do
why
it.
I got contacts. Was
question.
Softball.
Can he put them in and do that?
Well, so my wife called me yesterday from the doctor's office, and she's like, we're still here. I go, what are you still doing there? And she's like, it's hard. He's having a hard time getting
them
out.
Because they have to be able to put them in and take them out themselves to be able to do it.
Brought him home that night. Pulled him right out of his eyes. No problem. Well, first try.
So a couple years ago, my son was like, hey, I want to get contacts. And I said, absolutely. All right, we'll go to the thing. And we did it. And I didn't know that you had to. They had to be able to put them in and take them out themselves. So he's trying and trying and trying. And I go, all right.
It's hurting
my
eyes to think about it.
I go, let's see if, you know, I can do it myself and then try and show him. And I don't wear glasses, so I don't know. And I go, you just hold your eye open, and I couldn't do it.
Oh,
I couldn't do it.
It's tough.
Yeah, my
eye. Because your
eye
wants to shut
Absolutely.
So bad.
Right.
It's hurting me now to talk about.
Yeah, when I got mine, I had to wait a year to be able to do it just to, you know, because I was only wearing glasses for a year as it was. So I was still not used to things on my face.
Right.
And now you are.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now you love stuff on your face.
Yeah, I can do it without a mirror. Like, I don't even, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
I can do it eyes closed.
No.
I watched him take him out last night. First try, got him right out. I don't know how the struggle was this morning to get him in, but he got him out. He got him out pretty solid. Mike Caldas Show, good morning. James Taylor, ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Did you know all the Radio Shacks are closing down?
Well, they should. All they sell are batteries and wires. They should change the name of that store to Batteries and Wires.
They're closing down like 500 stores, leaving 180.
By the way, Avo, what do you want? Avo, text me.
Text you?
I mean, tweet. I'm sorry.
Oh, how does he have your phone number?
Tweeted at me. He tweeted at me, J-H-E-L-L-O. Then he tweeted, hello. Then he tweeted, U-0-T-H-H-E-R-E. You there. But it's all spelled wrong.
What is
to
that?
To which I responded to, no. What do you want? What? What do you want?
Nothing. I was just trying to figure out my Twitter thing.
Well, nailed it.
It's got a little thing. It's got the little keyboard, you know?
Yeah.
I got it working. Okay, and I can do it. But anyway, what was I going to say?
Yeah.
Okay, about the Radio Shack. And also, what is the worst thing about being blind?
Oh, God. If you say... Hold on. I'm going to write it down.
Hold on. Doug Alvin's going to write it down. The worst thing about being blind, by the way, can you find out if Radio Shack's really closing? Because I'll go in there and clean up. I'll go, and then, because I have to buy a whole bunch of garage door opener batteries and batteries for my SunPass. It's the only place I know where you can go get that
batteries
stuff.
Plus.
Oh, batteries plus bulbs?
Where are those places?
They're all over, and they can do your iPhone battery and everything.
That's true.
I bet you Lowe's can do it. They improve home improvement.
All right,
the question was, what was the question?
What is the worst thing about being blind?
What is the worst thing about being blind?
Uh-huh.
Go watch the answer.
Oh, not being able to see your food.
Nope, that's not what Galvin had.
It was terrible, and it's not even the terrible joke that I thought I was going to make.
It was a little bit of a less terrible joke. So I would say everybody agrees, right? No phoner with Trevor Noah. No away.
No.
Yeah. No phoner with Scott Stapp. We talked to him like a year ago. Yeah. That was enough. And what was the other one?
Scott Sebastian Maniscalco.
Oh, well, I may still pursue that.
Yeah.
In fact, we should tweet at Sebastian. Tomorrow I may have everybody tweet at Sebastian. Matter of fact, I might do it after the break. When we come back from break, I might say, tweet at Sebastian and go, what's the matter? You're super famous now, you can't come on the Mike Calta show anymore?
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you right now, he's going to call me and go, buddy, why didn't you just ask me? I would have came right in. Chris, good morning.
Don't talk, just listen. I was walking around Plant City and I saw a cute little piggy and I couldn't help myself.
The weepy voice killer ate your pig. The weepy voice killer ate your pig.
Oh, talk, just listen. Oh, that's so scary.
I would eat your pig, though. Not your pig, a pig.
Yeah.
I watch whenever Joey puts up video of them barbecuing, it makes it. Spanish, where are you going? Where are you going? Don't check on anything. They don't call us, we don't call them. I don't listen to me. We're supposed to do an interview 5 minutes ago. Now, in my mind, they're late. We're done. Okay. We've got other show to do.
You got it.
I don't rely on those people to decide what we're doing on this show. If you don't want to be on time to promote your book, then we don't promote
Absolutely.
The book.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's the way we go, Spanish.
I like it.
I don't have a lack of material on the show. Look at that right there. Yeah. Granted, at that stage, it doesn't look that delicious.
And it still looks pretty good.
But there you go. Oh. That dripping with delicious... greasy Kenny butter.
They have Cracklin's in New Orleans, which is just like pig fried pigskin.
Yeah.
I must have ate 3 or 4 pounds of just that while I was there.
Oh, God.
It was so good.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. Like all the barbecue guys that were at Mike Allstott's golf tournament, they all like fight over who's a better barbecue. I'm like, can you guys battle it out in this?
Yeah. Right.
You want to get some animals, put them on spit.
Are we doing any kind of barbecue challenge this year coming up? Isn't there something?
No? Those things are so out of my realm. I have no idea. Well, we're doing these barbecue challenges, and they're like all these barbecue people I never even heard of before.
Yeah.
Do they travel from around the world?
I would imagine. I'm sure there is a whole barbecue thing that we know.
But wouldn't you rather see like Smokin' Aces Barbecue versus Champions Barbecue versus Fred Fleming's Barbecue, like the place
Local
that you go to,
right.
So I can get a little tasty taste of what's going on, and I know where to go. I know where the best ones are. I hope John Heffron's coming soon because I've been practicing my lock picking.
Have you really?
Yeah, and I watched a video on it last night. I'm really getting pretty good.
We got to find someone to make that little tiny bear suit for.
I saw it. Didn't you see the prank video?
No.
Put it on Heffron's page. It was a guy who had a giant bear suit.
Awesome.
And he got in it, and he just stood there in the corner. He had a little kid, but he got in the bear. But he had a little kid, so the wife came home, and she saw the bear, and she was putting away the baby, and he went like this. And the wife turned and looked, and then she waited, and he went like this. And then she's, like, frozen because she saw the bear move. And then she takes a step, and then the bear went crazy. And awesome. She runs out of the house. It's great. It's great. All right, this guy ain't calling, so this is what I think of this guy. There you go. Brand new. Don't care either. There you go. That actually went in.
Now we're on the ladies' side. How do you like that? You are.
Yeah, you should have given them the credit for your book.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.